Okay, we're up to Siman Lamed Tests. You can see that the booklets that we got today is for the forthcoming month in Mitzvah Hashem. You see that there's a bit of Hilchos Tefillin still, which is general halachas of Tefillin, very much going already further from the halachas of the Ksiva and the letters, etc. It's going much more on the broader side. After that, you see from Siman Mem. Simon Mem Vav. It's a new topic altogether, and we should really think about making a siyum, because from Simon Mem Vav it's going to be Hilchos Birkas Hashachar V'Shaar Brachos, new topic altogether with regards to Birkas Hashachar. So we started off the Simon Aleph. Shulchan Aruch starts with getting up in the morning, and then afterwards he goes into Hilchos Talis, which is a topic on its own. After Hilchos Tefillin, which is going to be a topic on its own. And then afterwards going back to where we stopped, as it were, going back to Birkas Hashachar, and then we're going to continue like this all the way through Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, so let us go back to Siman Lamed Tes, Sif Hei. Nimtzu Biyad Apikoyres. If Tefillin were found in the hands of an Apikoyres, Ve'en Yodua Miksovam, we don't know who wrote them, Yigonzu, you have to put them in Shemus. Now this is going back to Alocha Dalet, into Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, we learned that Tefillin, which is written by an Apikoyres per se, a real Apikoyres, somebody doesn't believe in Hashem, Cholila, and somebody really doesn't believe in Termin Hashemayim, somebody doesn't believe in mitzvahs. So the Alocha in Sif Dalet, so the Stam Ve'ish Oimel, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch was, they should actually be burnt. Tefillin written by an Apikoyres should be burnt. Yesh Oimel said they should be put in Shemus. Now, further, based on that, Sifhei tells us, if you find a set of tefillin which are in the hands of an Apikoyres, and you don't know who actually wrote them, they are in the hands of an Apikoyres, say you go to a shop, and it turns out that, I don't know where, somewhere in the big wide world out there, and he admits that he was a Yid, he was a Yid. And he sells antiques, and is amongst these items, there's a tefillin. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with those tefillin? We're going to see a few halachas about that. So if they're found within an apikoyres, but he didn't actually write them, the halacha is yigonzu. You have to put them in shemus. The reason being, as if Cotton Tezvov explains, misofik yoin doubt, shemuk savon. Maybe he actually wrote it. You don't know. Havalein lisof misofik, but you can't burn it because you're in doubt. Taloik sivlo isasun kena Hashem Elokeichem. In other words, since we don't know who wrote them, we can't put them in. You can't actually burn them. Yes, it could be. It was written by this upper curse, or by another upper curse for that matter. We don't know who wrote them, but just because it might have been written by an upper curse, doesn't mean they're going to burn those tefillin. Because it could be that it just ended up in the hands of an upper curse, but really was written by a good sofer. So therefore, what you do, you put him in Shemus. Sivav. Nimtzu biyad en Yehudi. If they were found in the hands of a goy, tefillin which were found in the hand of a goy, and this is actually very relevant. I know people, and there's stories out there of people who really go to antiques, especially not so much in London, but to other places. They go to antique, people who like antiques, and sometimes you'll go to an antique, and they'll actually have Judaica, they'll have Jewish items, and they'll have Sforim, and they'll have sometimes Tefillin. And what do you do with that? What do you do with that? So the halacha is as follows. Nimtzu be'at en Yehudi. It's found in a goy who has got Tefillin. Nimtzu be'at en Yehudi. Ve'en yodua miksovam. And you don't know who wrote them. Ksherim, they're actually kosher. So if they are in the hands of a goy, but we don't know who wrote them, ksherim. And the reason for that is as follows. The stam ev de gululim ein bekin lichtov ibevad yisol kusovoy. He said, if this tefillin were found in the hands of an absolute goy, so chances are very unlikely that it was written by him or by another goy. What's more likely? It's more likely that it was actually the good tefillin that ended up in the hands of a goy. So therefore, you can actually assume it goes that far. Since this is the goy who is so foreign and so distant from Mrs. Tefillin, you can actually assume that it's actually nothing to do with him. It just ended up in his hands. He didn't write them. He just got all of them. Consequently, you can assume that they're actually kosher tefillin. And they're kosher, that's the halacha. Nimtzu, if they were found, beyat in the hands of a goy, proper, then you have no idea miksovim who wrote them, ksherim they're kosher. Yeah.
How can it not be?
Very good. So the halacha is that you're right that you shouldn't really buy them to use them. You're right. You're absolutely right. There is still a chisoron, and you shouldn't really be using them. But halachically, really, you can go pasuk chazaka and you can actually say they're kosher. It doesn't mean that it's the best fitting for you to purchase and use. But halachically, you can go pasuk chazaka and they're actually kosher. Does that make sense? Yeah? Now, very interesting halacha. Did you ever hear the story of somebody who got hold of, who went into a, I think it was an antique shop, and there was tefillin there, and the person, yeah?
It was lost baggage.
Right.
It was lost baggage. They were selling
lost baggage, and they found it. Right. And then, as they were about, the story that I heard, is that he approached the vendor, the person selling those. He said, I'd like to buy them. He said he was asking for absolutely ridiculously high price. And then this clever man, he said, he looked at him, he said, oh, actually very nice. But he looked at him and he says, well, it's just the left hand. Where's the right hand to it? And the president, he said, oh, I actually don't know. He said, oh, well, then it's not really worth much. I'm not really interested. And he said, I'll give you a couple of pounds for it. And he said, okay, fine, so go for it. So the question is, and this is an interesting question, we know that we're supposed to save tefillin from goyish hands. It's a bizarre, it's disrespectful, obviously, for tefillin to be in hands of a goy. It's disrespectful, you know, they're meant for mitzvah, they're meant for kedusha, they're not really meant for, to be lying in goyish hands. But if they ask, they want money, because the goyim often realize that they are very precious to us and they're valuable. If they do ask for money, how much are you meant to pay for those tefillin? To save them from their disrespect. How much money are you supposed to spend on it? And that's what Allah is teaching us in Tziv Zayin. Ein loikhin, do not buy tefillin, mezuzas, usfarim. You do not buy tefillin, mezuzas, and sefer Torah. Min akusim, from kusim. Yoisa mekidei demehen, harbe. Do not pay a lot more than their value. Note the words. Ein don't pay a lot more than their actual value. Which obviously implies a bit more is fine. Okay? Try to define a bit. But a little bit more than the value you are meant to pay. Why not? Why not? Why are you not supposed to spend a fortune on this? Yeah?
Because then every day they'll just find.
Absolutely, said the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei, in order shloil argil legonvon velegozlon, in order not to encourage people stealing their tefillin. You don't want people to encourage. We don't want, you know, if they know that they have a mitzvah to pay ridiculously high prices to save the tefillin, they're going to end up stealing the tefillin every Monday and Thursday. So therefore, we don't encourage that, and therefore we don't pay a lot in order to make sure it doesn't happen. By the way, just as a little footnote, we all know the story of the Maram. And he was captured. You all know, I'm sure, he was captured. And yeah, can you finish off the story? I'm sure you heard it.
He wanted to pay for it.
That's right. He was a godlader. This is actually a halacha which are explicit in Shulchan Aruch. They knew, the goyim knew about his value being one of the gedolei hador. And there were people out there who really offered a huge amount of money to actually save him. To save him from being captured, from the imprisonment, but he said, don't do that. He said, don't do that, because he's just gonna, if they're gonna end up paying such a fortune to release me, they're gonna encourage them to do that again and again and again. So therefore, he refused, and he ended up, of course, he was niftar ultimately in prison. So we know that there is that halacha. So here we find the same halacha. We don't want to encourage them to steal the tefillin. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Yud Zayin. Yoisa. Aval b'ma'at yoisa meshavyon. But a little bit more than their value. And he says, "Dehainu ad kedei chatzi dinner betfin," which is a bit more held in a half a dinner with regards to tefillin. Velefi echzer b'sefer Torah, and according to that value in sefer Torah, I don't know how much that is in contemporary pounds. I don't know how much that is, but a little bit more. Chayovin, you're obligated liknos mehem. You have to buy tefillin off. That means that if you're going in, and you're walking around, and you see in a shop they're selling, I mean, an antique or anything on that. you see, and they're selling some tefillin there. You have an obligation to purchase those tefillin. If it's a goy shop, you have to buy them. How much are you going to pay? The market value of them, a little bit more than the market value. Ve'after sefer Torah shenimtzu be'adein Yehudi, yesh oim sheigonzu, sheigonez, and although sefer Torah, which is found in the hands of a goy, yesh oim, some say they have to put in shemes, afal pikein, nevertheless, chayov and liknois mehem, even if the halacha is of a sefer Torah, you can't actually use sefer Torah anymore, you have to put them in shemes. Nevertheless, you still have an obligation to actually purchase, to buy that, even a little bit more than the value, in order to put them in shemes. Yes,
you have to buy them.
Yeah, this is about with regards to Sefer Torah. Yeah, with regards to tefillin, not. But you're right. Sefer Torah, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
After the Sefer Torah, it's talking about specifically Sefer Torah. Yeah, so you're right. With regards to Sefer Torah, you're going to buy them and you're going to put them in shemus. Because the Sefer Torah is more chamo, and we don't go past the chazaka, and we don't know about its who wrote it, and we're not going to allow it. Yeah, I don't know why. Why is that? It says after. Yeah, maybe just the Yesh Omim, maybe it's the Yesh Omim, I'm not sure. But it's specifically without the Sefer Torah. Yeah. Not with regards to Lishma, yeah, but some aspects, yeah. Okay, I hear. I'm not sure why Sefer Torah is different. Because we don't want the goyim to end up being mizalzen in them and being disrespectful to them. And the same halacha will apply to the Mishnah. When he said that it's poshut, the same halacha will apply if the Sefer Torah is actually possible, you will still have to buy them and put them in shemus. Gam ken chav liknos mev di gilu mekdeli gonzon. Aval because on apikoyres, the tune in seif mein zoich likach mehme. However, if you find out for some reason that this tefillin was written by apikoyres, you somehow find out this tefillin was actually written by apikoyres, it's definitely not lishma, then the halacha is, you don't have to buy them in order to burn them. So if it's a tefillin which needs to be burnt, you don't buy them in order to burn them. But if it's for some reason that Sefer Torah tefillin which end up going in shemus, you have to buy them to put them in shemus. You have to buy them to put them in shemus. Right. Good question. It's a very good question. I think the answer, it's worthwhile double checking. I imagine the halachas you don't have to. Based on the fact that many poskim hold that printed sforim do not have the same kedusha, and that's really how we paskin, do not have the same kedusha than any sefer Torah mezuzah tefillin. So therefore there's less kedusha. So therefore I imagine it's worthwhile double checking. But imagine the halacha is that you don't have to go so far because the bizon consequently would be less. Therefore, you don't have a mitzvah to save him from the bizon. Based on the post came out, but that's something which I would like to look into, Bli Neder. Good point. Right. 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 But if the halacha is you don't have to. I mean, you're right. It would probably end up being cheaper, but it could be that I imagine that halachas you don't actually have to. It's interesting shaila because you're right. I mean, it would be an interesting halacha then. You'd have to end up going. I mean, there's plenty of them out there. And, yeah, interesting shaila. Yeah, yeah. Right. What's the market value? Beautiful question. What is the market value of a posela sefer Torah? Good question. How do you define a price of a postular item? Because the market value should...
How much cost to fix?
Yeah. So yeah, and if it cannot be fixed? Right.
What do you do with it?
Yeah, you're right. There is probably some sort of value to it. There probably is some sort of value. It's a very limited value, but yeah, I hear that it's going to be something on those lines, I suppose. There will be some sort of value to it. Very interesting, Shaila. Very interesting, Shaila. Yeah. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned the halacha that if tefillin were found in the hands of an apikoyres, we don't know who wrote them, you put them in shemus. We learned that if tefillin were found in the hands of a goy, and we don't know who wrote them, they are kosher. We learned that you don't buy tefillin, mezuzahs, and sforim from goyim. you have to pay. If they're a lot more expensive than the real value, a little bit more you have to. And the reason for that is Kedusha Lahagilon, the Legandvam Legazlam, because we don't want to encourage people to steal the tefillin and the mezuzahs. We learned Mishnah Berurah says that even if they're going to end up being, you have to put them in Sheamus because they're apostle, because of all the law, you have to end up putting in Sheamus, nevertheless, you have a halacha of actually buying them in order to put in Sheamus. And we'll continue with Shem, with Sifres.